John chapter 17. You've heard me say before, and it's my humble opinion, we typically know the Lord's Prayer as Our Father which art in heaven. That's really a prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples, which has been passed down to us. My humble opinion is the true Lord's Prayer is in John 17, because he prayed for himself, he prayed for the people that he was ministering to, and more importantly, he prayed for us, his disciples, both then and modern day disciples. So we'll look a little bit more in John chapter 17, but today we'll look at verses 1 through 11, New Living Translation. And the subtitle of this chapter is The Prayer of Jesus. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he looked up to heaven and he said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son so that he can give glory back to you. For you have given him authority over everyone in all the earth. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. I brought glory to you here on earth by doing everything you told me to do. And now, Father, bring me into the glory we shared before the world began. I have told these men about you. They were in the world, but then you gave them to me. And actually, they were always yours, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you. For I have passed it on to them, the word you gave me. And they accept them and know that I came from you. And they believe you sent me. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. And all of them, since they are mine, belong to you, and you have given them back to me, so they are my glory. Now I'm departing the world. I am leaving them behind and coming to you. Holy Father, keep them and care for them, all those you have given me, so that they will be united just as we are. And during my time here, I have kept them safe. I guarded them so that not one of them was lost, except for the one who headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. The one that went to destruction, we know as Judas, the one who betrayed Jesus. Now, God, being merciful it is, we don't know. I think that God and Judas reconciled when, after Judas hung himself or whatever he did. The promise of blessed hope. You've heard me say sometimes when I'm doing a death, burial, and resurrection service, and I mentioned to the people who gathered, because the person who departed is already in heaven, already saved. So the ministry needs to be to those who are left behind. And that's what Jesus was talking about. So to encourage one another.